Hans came to CCF in July of 2020 as an approximately six-month-old cub. After he was caught in a cage trap on a farm due to human-wildlife conflict. Unfortunately, his mum was nowhere to be found, so reuniting them wasn't a possibility. Hans was paired up with some rather younger cheetahs, two males named Dominic and Rocket, as well as a female named Jaya. Later, Jaya was introduced to another group, and the males were kept together in a male coalition. Hans lived at first at our centre pens, where he joined the cheetah run and centre feeding activities, where our visitors can see our cheetahs running and also learn about cheetahs in general. Hans and Rocket quickly bonded and became best friends. Dominic, however, wasn't doing that well in the group, and when Rocket had an old injury that started to act up at the beginning of 2024, and it wasn't good for him to run on the lure system anymore, we decided to move Rocket and Hans to some enclosures called centre pens, without Dominic. The two males seemed to really like the new enclosure and having it all to themselves. They would spend all day patrolling together, napping in the shade under a tree and watching the wildlife outside their enclosure, like eland, warthogs, guinea fowl, and even giraffes sometimes came by to have a look at the boys. In their enclosure, there was a large termite mound, and Hans would jump up to the top so he could have a better look out, just like a cheetah would do in the wild. Since Hans came to us when he was a bigger cub, he had and kept his very feisty and sassy personality. He would sometimes mock charge his keepers and hiss and growl, but it was all for show. Deep down, he wasn't that tough at all. But he made us laugh when he would act all tough and big. About a week before his passing, he stopped eating, which could just mean that he had maybe caught something in his enclosure like a guinea fowl that could also upset his stomach. We immediately got him into the feed camp to monitor him closer and offered him all kinds of different food to get him to eat. But after a few days, he still didn't want to eat. So we sedated him and brought him into the clinic for a checkup. Despite doing x-rays, ultrasounds and blood work, nothing showed us a cause to explain why he didn't want to eat. We gave him some different medication against nausea, and also some appetite stimulant. That helped for a day and he was willing to eat. But after that, he stopped again. This was very frustrating to us, not knowing what was causing it and not being able to help him. We kept trying several different times again with different food options, more medication to hopefully find something that would help. We decided to sedate him, to take another blood draw and give him some medications intravenously to help his appetite and any pain that he might be experiencing. The blood work again didn't show anything out of the ordinary. And the next morning, on the 15th of August, we found that he had passed away. The necropsy showed a bacterial infection in his chest cavity and his lungs. We are still trying to figure out why this didn't show on any of the tests that we did. We only got to love Hans for 5 years, and losing a young cheetah this way is truly frustrating and heartbreaking. There's nothing we won't do for our cheetahs, and spending day and night trying to help them. For it to end this way, it's the worst part of our job. Hans will certainly be missed by his keepers and all at CCF. As well as his best friend Rocket. We are making plans to introduce him to some other males so he won't be alone for too long.